Norristown could hardly be further from the bright lights of Broadway, but theatrically speaking, it's getting closer to off-Broadway, thanks to any number of train lines that easily bring theatre-goers to that downtown area known as the Norristown Arts Hill. Once there, you have Pretty Fire, the first production in the new home of Theatre Horizon, an upstart company that joined the long-in-residence Iron Age Theatre in this unlikely Montgomery County setting for forward-looking theatre. The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns wasn't the only one who didn't let the recent bad weather keep him from exploring Norristown's theatre, which is on the edge in more ways than one.
In the lobby of the newly opened Theatre Horizon in Norristown stands a plaque with a number of comments from the groundbreaking ceremony of 2012. Among them, "It's about time," "Wishing you the best," "Break many legs," "Way to go," "Yay Norristown, we support you." The surprise is that Theatre Horizon didn't inspire this kind of support by making audiences feel good. Past seasons have included hard-hitting items such as Neil LaBute's Fat Pig, or How I Learned to Drive, a play about sexual abuse, or currently, Pretty Fire, in which award-winning actress Kathy Simpson performs the Charlene Woodard memoir of a young girl growing up with the sounds of Miles Davis in her ears, but with a Ku Klux Klan cross burning down the street, and discovering that the fire was not meant to be pretty. Theatre Horizon co-founder Aaron Riley has found new meaning in the idea of giving the public what it wants.
Even when times are tough, the need to tell a story inside of you and the need to receive that story is fundamental. So that need to give and receive stories persists no matter what else is going on in the world. This town has really found a way to look at itself through this theater. And then there are all the audience members who come from outside of our town.
The capsule version of the company's history almost sounds easy. Theatre Horizon settled into the former Bell Telephone building thanks to a $375,000 revitalization grant from Montgomery County, a $20,000 grant from the borough of Norristown, and lots of individual donors to meet the almost-reached $1 million goal. The DeKalb Street location is part of the recently established Norristown Arts Hill, which houses a number of like-minded groups amid formidable Victorian churches and mansions.
We like to say the town has great bones. I mean, this Norristown at one point in the past was the center of commerce for people living in the burbs. I mean, back in the 50s, this place was the place to be. It had big department stores, movie theaters. This is where everybody came on the weekends to hang out. And obviously, it's a river town serviced by a train line. You know, and this train line goes back 150 years. And its original assets still stand.
But behind the lobby photos of fresh-face actors touring the space wearing hard hats, Theatre Horizon had a history of kicking around King of Prussia for years, playing in bars, churches, anything that was available and inexpensive. 4 years ago, the company happened onto the Center Theatre, a building used by, among other things, the Living Word Church, but also the Iron Age Theatre Company, whose co-founder John Doyle, a Norristown native, was instrumental in converting a formidable-looking Oddfellows Lodge into a theater in the mid-1990s. He just opened his season with a new play titled Manna, about a ghost-haunted expedition to the Easter Islands on a street that looks and feels different from what he first inhabited 17 years ago.
There was no movement towards revitalization at that point. There was some political corruption in the town during the time, and it was experiencing the challenges that all of that sort of zone of city experiences, once industrial area that now doesn't have industry anymore, and it is the county seat, but a lot of that business didn't stay. There were people interested in theater willing to submit their lives to rebuild the town. My mother in particular, who is the executive director of the building that we're in, she had retired from teaching and took the position of executive director for no pay.
The money part hasn't changed that much. Doyle has a day job. Theatre Horizon's 7 staff members work full-time hours with part-time salaries and plenty of cliffhangers. As recently as July, Riley didn't know for certain where her season would take place.
Yeah, I think there were about 15 times that we thought this wasn't going to happen. Things like the county commissioners had an election and changed over, and so 60% of the commissioners were suddenly gone and new commissioners were in. So it looked like for a short while that the revitalization grant would be in danger, and that was the keystone of our whole project.
Then Riley discovered that removing some of the concrete pillars for the sake of sight lines was far more costly than anticipated. Is she serious when she says that she considers herself lucky?
It feels good to be part of a great team. And when you take the sum total of Theater Horizon's staff and our passionate subscribers and our donors and actors, I am just so lucky to get to be around and work with all those various people on a daily basis. I can't imagine doing any other job. This is the most fun, least well-paid job you could ever have.
What she doesn't appreciate, but John Doyle certainly does, is her talent for what fundraisers call rainmaking.
I think that she is an extraordinarily potent individual. It is astounding. You know, we have less success getting that kind of money than they did, and good for them. Like, there's no problem with that. But that certainly is something that I'm amazed by.
But at this point in Norristown history, making theater is never comfortable, and it's about living with fundamental uncertainty.
We've been on the brink as constantly as you can be. I think that our ethic is to live on that brink, and that's going to sound crazy. Iron Age, in many ways, is about working really hard to give meaning to life. And I think if we ever got comfortable and weren't sort of on the brink, we would have less of that experience. And that sounds really foolish, but it is invigorating in its own way.
Nonetheless, both theaters have some pretty ambitious plans. Later in the season, Theater Horizon will produce the fashionable musical Spring Awakening with music by Duncan Sheik. Iron Age is doing the Orson Welles version of Moby Dick. The Center Theater is producing the sprawling 50-character musical Ragtime. Norristown may not have that much further to go to realize its potential as an arts destination. Maybe there could be a used bookstore, a cafe, more business at the Asian fusion restaurant August Moon. But what Norristown really needs is an insider sense of cool. And maybe it's got that already.
Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns. Theater Horizon's production of Pretty Fire runs through November 18th. Iron Age's production of Mana runs through November 25th.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.